Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Rabbi Levi Atzon, and talking about a very important issue this time of the year, which is the Yiskor service, which is the service that we do for those who are departed of our parents, and it's a very big, important part of the Yom Kippur service, but obviously having some issues this year with COVID. So Rabbi, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us on Chai FM.
Oh, that's my pleasure. I usually get the Tuesday afternoon slot, so this is a treat.
It's Shabbos, and you can come join us on the show. It'd be fantastic. And we're talking about Yiskor, and we're talking about even virtual Yiskor services. What are the issues that we need to think about in terms of how we think about Yiskor this year, given the pandemic?
So that's a great question. I mean, to be fair, it's our third Yiskor that we're doing out of a shul. Pesach, we do Yiskor. Shavuot, we do Yiskor. So this is the third time that we're, but many of us will be in shul, but many of us will not be in shul. And what's important to understand about Yiskor is that although ideally we do it in a shul, fundamentally it's a prayer that you could do wherever you are. Yiskor is a headspace more than words. And it's a headspace of honoring those of our loved ones who passed away and dedicating good deeds in their honor. That's fundamentally what Yiskor is. It has become a yearly congregation of people showing up and being part of a Yiskor ceremony and a speech. And that's all wonderful and nice, but it's not the fundamental of Yiskor. Yiskor is about you and your memories of your lost loved ones. So for me, it's my dad. So Pesach and Shavuot, there was no shul. So I went into the garden in my home and sat, reflected about my dad for a few minutes, thought about what he means to me, and then said the Yiskor. And in many ways, it was more meaningful than shul. Not that I would choose that again, but there was a very powerful meaning. There was no speeches. It was absolute silence, the birds chirping, and me focusing on my dad. So I would encourage people. There are online Yiskors, various shuls. We're having an online tomorrow night, and I know many other shuls are having, Great Park, etc., are having online services. But fundamentally, sometime during Yom Kippur, if you're home or if you're in shul, go into your zone. Dedicate some moments on the holiest day of the year to think about your loved ones and honor them. That's really what Yiskor is about. It's about honoring them.
Yeah, I think that's an important message because, you know, obviously with the pandemic and also the way that the service is structured, there are some prayers which you sort of need to do congregationally, and there's some that you can do personally. And obviously with a prayer as important as this, you don't want people missing out on the opportunity to, reconnect with their loved ones because they think that there's, because the prayer is not available, and it is important to keep that chain going.
So it's an interesting anecdote on that. Mm. Yiskor was originally invented hundreds of years ago. Invented, I mean, the rabbis brought it in. And it was, at the beginning, it was actually a fundraiser. Basically, it was Yom Kippur, and they were encouraging people to give charity to the poor. And they said, what better way to do it than dedicate it to your lost parents? And people resonated with it. It only started with Yom Kippur, and the rabbis were like, hey, this is such a great idea. Let's extend it to every chag. So fundamentally what it is, it's actually doing good deeds in the memory of your loved one. And you don't need a minion for that. You don't need anyone for that. You just need kindness.
Yeah, so, okay. So there we go. That's very interesting to understand also the history of Yiskor and how it came to be. And as you say, what is needed to make a great Yiskor, great in the sort of general sense of the word, is really, as you say, kindness and just taking some time to think about a loved one, and to think about what their meaning, is to you. And as you say, this time of year is also important for the giving of charity. And many people do make donations on behalf of loved ones. So all the more so at the moment when we've lost so many people. Yeah.
So I think this year during COVID, there's another thing we could focus on during Yiskor. And that is focus on the tenacity of the generations before us. That means when you think about your grandparents, your parents, whoever it is, and what they've been through. We're going through a difficult time. No one's comparing, sorry for the noise, nobody's comparing challenges with challenges, apples with apples, but we're going through difficult times. And to think about their grit, their determination, their worldview, and what allowed them to bounce back from very challenging times, I think could actually offer quite a bit of inspiration during Yisgur in the time of COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, one of the things I was just talking to some people from the shul that I go to, which is Sydenham, and I was saying that they had a Holocaust survivor on during the lockdown. And you really did get a sense about the things that the previous generations had gone through. And it really does give you a sense of understanding what can and needs to be done really in difficult circumstances. So a very good message, as you say, for this time of the year. Rabbi, thank you so much for joining us and just giving us a background, about the Yisgur service and how you can do it and be engaged with it. And may you have a meaningful fast, and a good new year, for you and your family.
God bless you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.